FM, the AB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Police investigating a crash in Sussex which killed two men from Tunbridge Wells want to hear from a taxi driver who may have seen the car shortly before the collision. Nicola has the details for KMFM.
Well, 21-year-old Michael Owen and Kyle Careford, who was 20, died when the vehicle hit a church wall and overturned in Crowborough on Sunday. The taxi was seen turning right from Burdett Road near Sainsbury's and driving along Crowborough Hill about 10 minutes before it happened. Tributes have also been paid to the pair today. You can read them at kentonline.co.uk.
A Dartford woman's appeared in court charged with murder after her five-year-old son died in a car fire. Tommy Sheldon died last August, 2 weeks after being pulled from the vehicle by a passerby in Hampshire. 38-year-old Teresa Sheldon from Leighton Crossroad is also accused of manslaughter and the attempted murder of another person. She's due back in court in June.
This is KMFM News.
More parents in Kent will be sending their child to one of their preferred primary schools in September. Figures show almost 15,000 pupils, around 86%, will be going to their first choice, which is an increase on last year. Gravesend-based education advisor Peter Reid says building more schools has really helped.
Kent has several hundred additional children coming through the system. Part of that will be absorbed by the six new primary schools that are being opened, six new academies in pressure point areas in the county. That's good news.
Meantime, 96% of children in Medway have got into one of their schools on their application form. Mums and dads will be getting offer emails from Fort this afternoon and letters will arrive tomorrow.
Election 2015.
The leaders of five political parties will go head-to-head in another televised election debate later. Labour, UKIP, the SNP, Plaid Cymru and the Greens will be taking to the podium in what's being called the Challengers Debate. Meantime, with exactly 3 weeks until polls open, we've paid a visit to every Kent constituency to hear what voters are most concerned about. These people all live in Ashford.
We're worried about the immigration because there's quite a few, like, unnecessarily foreigners.
I've been waiting for a year to be housed on Ashford. Housing not getting anywhere.
Well, it's not knocking the doctors and nursing staff. The environment in which they're working is not fit for a person that's seriously ill.
In our special video guide online, our political editor Paul Francis says the Tories have a strong hold on the area.
To say that Ashford is a safe Conservative seat is something of an understatement. It was created in 1885 and at every election bar one, it has returned a Conservative MP.
You can see that video and find details of the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk. Eurostar say passenger numbers have been hit following the Paris terrorist attacks in January. It's revealed that first quarter revenues were down 6%, with passenger numbers flat at 2.3 million. A lorry fire in the Channel Tunnel at the start of the year also affected business. And Coronation Street's Deirdre Barlow is to be laid to rest in what one insider has described as the equivalent to a state funeral. In soap terms, 60-year-old actress Anne Kirkbride, who played the part for more than 40 years, died in January. Show bosses have decided on a storyline that will see her character die and be mourned by the cast.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, Kent's James Treadwell says taking four wickets for England against the West Indies was a proud day. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, he's only playing in his second Test match, 5 years after winning his first cap, but says it's great to do so well.
Any time you get selected for England, it's an opportunity to sort of show what you can do, so yeah, I'm glad I got the opportunity, and then to perform pretty well is obviously a bonus.
England will resume day four of the game later on 116 for three in their second innings. That's a lead of 220 runs. In football, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is confident he'll be able to tie Theo Walcott down to a new contract. The England forward has struggled to break into the starting 11 this season following last year's serious knee injury. Walcott's current deal runs out in the summer of 2016. And John Terry should still be playing for England, according to former national team boss Fabio Capello. The Italian resigned from his position in February 2012 after the Chelsea skipper was stripped of the England captaincy following allegations he racially abused Anton Ferdinand. Terry was acquitted of the charge, but the Football Association fined him and issued a four-match ban.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.